Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In the parched wasteland of what was once called the Blue Planet, the currency of survival has shifted radically. Gone are the days when gold, oil, and data were the sinews of power. Now, in a desolate theater set against the backdrop of cracked earth and withered flora, fresh water has emerged as the most precious commodity. Life adrift, as many call it, is a testament to a truth we've neglected too long. Without water, there is no life. As rivers and lakes evaporate to myth, the dregs of humanity cling to the shrinking vestiges of moistened soil. Our faucets long dry, we now embark on daily pilgrimages to feast on the morning dew or to wage war over the treasured drops of rainfall. It's a spectacle that cuts deeper than fiction, the sobering reality of a world that cannot quench its thirst. Imagine waking to a world where morning showers are folklore, and the trickle from a tap is a whisper of history. The resilience of society is tested as we adapt to a life of rationing and reclaiming the humidity from our breath. Desalination plants, once considered as mere supplements to natural water sources, operate in overdrive, the new temples for a forsaken civilization. The oceans, vast and saline, mock us with their undrinkable bounty as they creep onto land, claiming territory that once bore crops and cradled cities. We've seen the signs. Ghost villages lay scattered across continents, abandoned in the hope of finding life-supporting water elsewhere. Yet, for the few who prevail in these arid landscapes, innovation blooms in the cracks of despair. Hydroponic farms suspended in the air, collecting the stray moisture from clouds, and elaborate rain harvesting systems reflect humanity's ingenuity. But is it enough? The portrait we paint today is grim, one where fresh water has become a legend as romantic and unreachable as the notion of Atlantis. Water traders, the new barons of this age, glide through desiccated valleys, their fortunes flowing in secured caravans. Their aqua vitae, held in containers more secure than bank vaults, provides a lifeline for the few who can afford it. And then there are the moisture bandits, brigands of desperation who raid these convoys and hoard their liquid treasure, dictating life and death through their control of a once abundant resource. From this crisis, a society evolves, one of strict hierarchies based on access to water. The drudgery of existence juxtaposes the opulence of the water rich who bathe in their privatized springs amidst the squalor of the parched poor. Yet even the affluent cannot escape the relentless pursuit of survival. They too are bound by the necessity of fresh water, as no amount of wealth can sustain life without it. The creeks of the past, our children now believe, were gifts from benevolent spirits, a far cry from the concrete channels that lie barren, etching skeletal paths across the landscape. The rhapsody of rain is a song that's fading fast. The act of drinking fresh water, a sacrament that might soon only be experienced in the hallowed halls of memory and myth. Our ancestors called for action. They foresaw the deserted destins in unheeded prophecies. Narratives of conservation, reforestation, and stewardship over climatic modulations were given voice, yet we chose the role of mute spectators until the calamity became our sole inheritance. We've learned to mourn the days when green was a color seen outside, not in the lifeless museums where we teach our offspring about the fantasy of forests. In this narrative of life adrift, we traverse the dune seas from one lost oasis to the next, eternally in search of our planet's most vital elixir. This world, a testament to neglect and evasion of responsibility, offers a silent plea. Let our story be the echo from the future that rouses you from the dream of plenty. As we hold tightly to the vials of life we have wrested from the world, one final thought persists. Can the dream of water return, or is it just another mirage in the endless dunes of our green dystopia?